SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden continues to weigh retaliation options to the attack that killed three U.S. soldiers overseas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is not seeking a broader conflict in the Mideast, but that won't stop the president from retaliating.
We will do what we need to do to make sure that those responsible are held properly accountable.
The U.S. now attributes the deadly drone attack in Jordan to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI Director Chris Wray says the House Select Committee on China that Chinese government hackers are busily targeting critical infrastructure inside the United States, including water treatment plants, the electrical grid, and transportation systems. Wray says the nation cannot afford to sleep on the threat posed by Chinese hackers.
China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities if and when China decides the time has come to strike.
China calls the accusations groundless. Democrats and Republicans continue to be at odds over security at the southern border. House Speaker Mike Johnson says lawmakers must take a stand on border security.
I am here this morning to beg of my colleagues to help us force the administration to take action. We have to stop this now and put Americans and Americans' border security first.
Negotiations on the border as well as funding for Ukraine and Israel continue to be contentious. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 317 points, the Nasdaq dropped 345. This is SRN News. Men are moving up in ranks in America's sororities.
Kappa Kappa Gamma is considering a man who is living as a woman for president of the 154-year-old organization. Alumni of the sorority are suing to try and prevent it, but the trend is for men living as women to be accepted into Kappa Kappa Gamma. Last fall, a judge ruled that the University of Wyoming chapter had to admit a man, and two women who fought that were eventually kicked out of the sorority altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French lawmakers work on a bill that would enshrine abortion in their constitution. The measure had been promised by President Emmanuel Macron following the repeal of Roe v. Wade in the U.S. The pro-life movement in France has very little political clout. None of France's major political parties represented in parliament is pro-life. A constitutional amendment in France must pass both chambers of parliament and then be approved either in a referendum or by 3/5 majority. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice reaches a major settlement with eBay.
The e-commerce giant eBay will pay $59 million in a settlement with the Department of Justice over thousands of pill press machines sold on the platform. The machines can be used to manufacture counterfeit pills that look just like prescription pills, but instead can be laced with substances like fentanyl, the synthetic opioid drug that is largely fueling the deadliest overdose crisis in the United States. The company failed to verify buyers' identities and keep records required by law, and many people who bought pill presses on eBay have been prosecuted in connection with trafficking illegal counterfeit pills. That's according to the Justice Department. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, say President Biden's planned visit to the town 1 year after a deadly train derailment is 1 year too late. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.